From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajjah province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say at least 20 were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video shown by pro-Houthi Yemeni media showed part of the rudimentary two-story Abs hospital complex on fire and a number of bodies lying in the courtyard of the facility. Hilal Sufi, deputy governor of Hejri province, said it was the only working hospital in the area and that it served four or five other adjacent regions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Zambia President Edgar Lungu has been re-elected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote. Day 10 of the Olympics in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. The International Olympic Committee says Egyptian judo athlete Islam El-Shehabi has been sent home after refusing to shake the hand of Israeli Or Sasson following the end of their bout. Three Hong Kong student activists received sentences Monday for their roles in leading the pro-democracy Umbrella Revolution street demonstrations in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were convicted last month for taking part in an unlawful assembly. They were sentenced to several hours of community service. Alex Chow, who was found guilty of inciting others to join an unlawful assembly, received a three-week prison sentence. The sentence will be suspended for a year because Chow will be studying in Great Britain. This is VOA News. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey, killing at least three people. An official says the attack targeted a police control post on a major highway leading southeast of Diyarbakir. Officials in Peru said Monday that a 5.3 magnitude earthquake has killed at least four people and injured more than 50. The quake struck Sunday in the Arequipa region. There are reports of damage to houses and irrigation canals in the village of Yanke. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned Monday in Pennsylvania, striking out at her opponent.
I know some of you may have friends up here in northeastern Pennsylvania who are thinking about voting for Trump. You know, I know. Friends should not let friends vote for Trump.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Monday outlined a plan calling for what he called foreign policy realism. Speaking in Ohio, Trump said he would call an international conference of world leaders to devise a new plan to crush and destroy Islamic terrorism. He said the era of nation building for the U.S. will come to a swift and decisive end. Trump said the U.S. should stop issuing visas to people seeking to enter the country if they cannot be adequately screened ahead of time.
We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people. In the Cold War, we had an ideological screening test. The time is overdue to develop a new screening test for the threats we face today.
Donald Trump. There was more racial unrest Sunday night in the Midwestern U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was the second night of violence, which erupted when a black police officer shot and killed an armed black suspect. An East African regional organization says the Somali-based militant group Al-Shabaab is planning attacks in countries throughout the region. In a 53-page report, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, says the militant group has expanded and formed special military wings dedicated to carrying out attacks. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to a controversial shrine honoring the country's fallen soldiers from World War II. He avoided making a personal visit to the Yakusuni Shrine and sent the offering as a leader of the ruling party, not as prime minister. Mr. Abe took action as Japan marked the 71st anniversary of its defeat at the hands of Allied forces. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.